Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Williams moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes scores. Williams moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Williams scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive to right field. Miller throws towards the plate. Cochran fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cochran. Grubb scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. Sullivan moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoyt moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Hoyt moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing third base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Simons pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. There goes Grubb. The throw from Cochran to Williams, and Grubb is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. McNair reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Miller scores. McNair moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. Williams scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 9-3, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. Bishop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards second. Kerr catches it and steps on second to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Reynolds moves to third. One out. It's 9-4, Athletics. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Athletics. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Athletics. Big Sweat now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Big Sweat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.